ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. All 19 accused co-conspirators in the Georgia election interference case have surrendered to authorities in Fulton County by today's deadline, including former President Trump, who turned himself in last night. At least five of the defendants have requested to move their trials to federal court, including former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. A late summer heat wave and bone dry conditions are fueling up to 30 fires that are burning in Louisiana.
To have these fires burning the way that they are and jumping fire lines, and when the wind picks up, to have the fires burning in the crowns of trees rather than on the ground and low where they can be more easily contained, makes for a very difficult and dangerous situation.
Governor John Bel Edwards, after getting an aerial tour of the fires, the National Weather Service confirming at least seven tornadoes in the severe storms which rolled across parts of Michigan and Ohio. At least five are dead. This is ABC News. A tragic ending to the crash of a Marine fighter jet during overnight training exercises in Southern California. The Pentagon now says the pilot did not survive. Another Army base is getting a new name.
Fort Walker is the new name of the Army installation in Northern Virginia that was known as Fort A.P. Hill. The official redesignation honors Dr. Mary E. Walker. She treated Union soldiers during the Civil War.
President Andrew Johnson, in recognition of her service during the war, personally awarded her the Medal of Honor.
Major General Trevor Bradenkamp speaking at Friday's ceremony. This is the third Army installation to be renamed as part of a nationwide campaign to remove names that honor Confederate leaders. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Instacart's latest offering is stock. The online shopping service has filed an initial public offering. It's going to trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol CART. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of August, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on August 26th. With one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. New Pepto-Kids gummies helps relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for new Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
So my name is Maddie McCoy. I grew up in Green Bay, so I've been in Wisconsin my whole life. I own my own business. Both of my grandpas were entrepreneurs. For me, doing something on my own and allowing myself to be myself and be creative, actually impact people and see that I really could do that, has been really special. And I'm really grateful I found it as young as I did. I'm proud of the fact that my grandparents were entrepreneurs and I get to do my own thing too.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Hi, my name is Representative Schmidt. I represent Assembly District 6. My family owns a dairy farm called Schmidt's Ponderosa, that's south of Bondwell, and I'm the third generation. I farm with my parents and two other siblings. I currently take care of the dry cows and other odds and ends on the farm. That allows me to be flexible with my position in Madison. The rural folks in the rural parts of the state, they understand their natural resources and the urgency to protect them and preserve for future generations. Urban people like the rural folks because we're very warm and generous, and that's where we kind of get lost with the partisan politics. Both sides of us, at the end of the day, we love the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fun to drink with other Republican lawmakers. Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
All right, real question. Do you lie on your driver's license about your height and your weight? 844-967-2789, because at least the silliest take I think anyone can have from the already viral, already historic mugshot of number 45 yesterday is that, really? You weigh 215 pounds. It sounded so mean. But I literally read that. I was like, wait, what? Because I'm thinking of Mike, my husband, who's pretty trim, who's also 6'3",
and
is 215 pounds.
I would not say I lie on my driver's license. I just stopped updating it many years ago.
Got it.
There you go.
So at one point,
Sin of omission. Yeah, it was not a lie once.
Celebrities, they're just like us.
Yes, exactly.
But yes, indeed. He described himself as 6'3", 215 pounds, strawberry blonde hair. And now we have it. We have his first mugshot. And across the political spectrum, people are really enjoying having it. I saw The Onion put out a joke last night that I laughed out loud from. It's like a stock image photo of like a young, actually strawberry blonde, bearded and haired man waiting in front of a computer with his hands in front of his face, just like anxious.
Yeah.
And the headline from The Onion is, "Nation's liberals anxiously waiting with unzipped pants to jerk off to Trump mugshot."
Good morning, everybody.
But it's like, what kind of unifying thing has there been that is both liberals and Trump, like Trump supporters, embracing this mugshot, right?
Yeah, I mean, one side gets to be like, yeah, we got him. We have an unflattering picture. I'm sorry, there have been unflattering pictures for decades.
Well, mugshots are never flattering. Like, but we saw all of the ones that came in the day before. And, like, there's a reason why Tom Ford, the designer?
Yeah, yeah.
Will not eat in a restaurant if there is overhead lighting.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
It's very unflattering.
Yeah. So he only goes to restaurants where the lit from the floor up?
Well, no, or there's, like, lamps.
Oh, I see. So mood lighting.
Yes.
But the other side too is like, yeah, he did it somehow. He got caught and he's gonna be, you know, it's the excitement on both sides is just kind of ridiculous. At the end of the day, we're a country whose president has been indicted like A lot.
Well, indicted four times with 91 counts.
Yeah.
And even the first time was unprecedented.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, enjoy your comedy for a moment, but let's just also get back to reality.
Fair. It's Friday. I just didn't want to get too serious.
I'm not on a
Friday.
Here the thing is I'm here to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm here to be good.
This
time,
show is
baby.
Here to be fun.
But also, I'm
supposed
just
to be.
Remember, the more you know.
Oh, speaking of that, maybe we'll do this next week. I was scrolling through. So after like a 13-hour day with the debate on Wednesday, I was very excited to just veg out and not do much. And so sometimes when that is what's on the schedule is a lot of TikTok consumption.
Oh, boy.
And I found a 2-minute compilation of basically all of the, like, produced by vignettes from the 90s. So like The Simpsons. So it's like you think about all the shows and when the credits roll and then it ends.
Yeah.
And it was like the most nostalgic, like, 2 minutes I've had in a very long
time.
Was
it like a little hug of like, I'll take you
back?
Yeah,
it was like a hug from your childhood of all like Touchstone pictures and all of the different things that we watched as kids and the production vignette after it. And it was like, oh, yeah, just like a Touchstone in the back of your brain.
Put on your cross-color gear, kids. Yeah. We're taking a stroll down memory lane.
Yes. But in back to the mugshot. But Trump's mugshot immediately took the throne in the Hall of Fame as famous arrest photos. I mean, I'm trying to think of this now in the same way, you know, like college posters had Frank Sinatra's mugshot. Like, what are some of the other Johnny Cash's mugshot? Who else's mugshot is like a poster?
Oh, James Brown. Well, that's not a poster, but it's like more funny.
That one's more infamous because it's like Gary Busey's.
Yeah.
I'm talking about ones where like people are. It's like they put it on their wall because they're like, yeah, he's a rebel. But it spread across the internet within seconds of being released. There was two. There was one that was fake, and there was one that was real. That I don't know why the purpose of the fake one, because it actually looked pretty similar to the real, the fake one. The real one looked pretty similar.
The real
similar.
One, just he was tanner in the fake one.
In the fake one?
Yeah. Elvis Presley being arrested, David Bowie, Tim Allen when he got arrested.
Did they make that into a poster?
I'm sure they made it into a poster. Yeah, I'm looking at a poster right now. It's in Etsy, so. Rolling Stone, members of the Rolling Stones. Oh my gosh. How could I forget? What's his name? Narcos.
Pablo Escobar.
With a beautiful smile on his face, like I'm gonna be out before the flashbulb goes off.
Are the cocaine hippos still rocking?
What?
Do you remember hearing about this?
No.
He used to hide cocaine in hippopotamuses.
And
they were still there.
Earlier
this year, I remember the headlines. They were like moving them or something, and I don't remember what happened to them. Okay. But there's such a thing as a cocaine hippo, not to be confused with cocaine bear. But yes. And the bigger, I think, so on Wednesday, as we were predicting stuff that was going to happen for the night, one of the things I was thinking was beyond Trump obviously not going to the debate and also having his own interview scheduled to air on X, formerly known as Twitter, with Tucker Carlson, I had predicted that Wednesday night he was going to go back on Twitter as another distraction.
Yeah.
I was a day late. He is now back on Twitter as of to tweet his own mugshot. Again.
Control the narrative.
Control the narrative, but also, like I'm saying, like, to like take back, like to reclaim the mugshot. And so he's tweeting it out. We got, and I think Elon retweeted it saying, next level.
Oh my God,
But unlike the criminal cases against ex-president, the mugshot has the potential to unite people across the political spectrum under this one shared goal of not only just enjoying it, but also making money off of it. This is being called Etsy's Vendors Super Bowl. Online sellers prepped designs in advance to quickly cash in on people's desires to absolutely own their political enemies through T-shirts. For months before the real mugshot was taken, people with rudimentary canvas skills had been selling loads of fake mugshot merchandise to MAGA supporters and haters alike. Plus, Trump's presidential campaign will almost certainly use his mugshot as marketing collateral. In April, the Trump campaign marketed its own Not Guilty t-shirts and mugs featuring a fake mugshot, which helped to raise more than $10 million since his first visit to criminal court. Will you get Trump merch?
No.
844-967-2789. For whether you hate him or you love him, are you getting Trump merch? I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789.
I will buy Trump merch on one condition. That's independently made and goes to artists who are cool. You know, like that kind of art. I'm not buying a thing from his store.
No.
But if there's some cool artist who has it on a tote bag with some snarky comment, I'll give you my $35.
I just typed in, I'm on Etsy, which originally was very much independent artists. There's now a lot of not. But I'm just trying to see Trump mugshot. Let's see what comes up immediately. Yeah. Drop shipping, man. That goes fast. And there's not even stuff that's necessarily that creative. It's just indicted mugshot laminated sticker. There's a lot of mugs.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of t-shirts. Those are the most keychains. Pretty much anything you can print a picture on. Koozie? Would you get a Trump mugshot koozie?
Depending on what it said. It has to say something though. It can't just be his picture, because if I just have a koozie with his picture, I don't want people to think I support him. I want something snarky and mean about it too.
How about a 9-picture grid of the different folks who have now turned themselves in the last 2 days that says the RICO bunch? Would you wear that?
No.
No?
Nope. No, because once again, there's no delineation. People don't know enough about RICO law to know how you fall on the side. So once it has to have clear, snarky commentary.
What if it was his mugshot and then the text said, I just want 11,780 votes?
That's funny. That comes close to maybe.
Have you seen, if you've seen any funny Trump merch in the last 24 hours using the mugshot, I would love to hear what you've found so far.
Yes.
844-967-2789. Thoughts on him getting back on Twitter, Greg Bach?
I'm surprised it took this long. Like, I'm really surprised it took this long for him to do it. I thought he'd throw a conniption fit at first when they let him back on, and then he kind of slowly. But yeah, I'm like, all right, cool. I mean, it's already a fire of total like chaos in there, so it's not like he's making it that much worse.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you think? Do you care?
Nah. So
I fight with staying on Twitter or not all the time.
I know. So do I. But I do think it'll be interesting, because I thought he was under contract with Truth Social in general, even though it's his.
Yeah.
Like, because it obviously loses almost all of its value if he's splitting, like, if he's not going to be doing as much there as he is on Twitter.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just tank?
Well, that's maybe he's just on there like a little bit. You know, maybe the real fire is on Truth Social and on
the real fire?
Yeah, the real fire.
Bring the real fire. All right. Well, if you are going to buy any Trump merch, if you've seen any funny Trump merch that you would maybe not buy, but you just find entertaining, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. We'll be back right after this.
Labor Day savings start now at Lowe's. For a limited time, buy one, get one 50% off on select interior and exterior paints and exterior stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. And the savings don't stop there. Save on select 3-quart mums. Right now, just 2 for $12. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/30. Mums offer in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
So my name is Maddie McCoy. I grew up in Green Bay, so I've been in Wisconsin my whole life. I own my own business. Both of my grandpas were entrepreneurs. For me, doing something on my own and allowing myself to be myself and be creative, actually impact people and see that I really could do that, has been really special. And I'm really grateful I found it as young as I did. I'm proud of the fact that my grandparents were entrepreneurs and I get to do my own thing too.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 61, overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 68. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 49. Tomorrow night, clear skies and quiet. Mainly clear skies and quiet Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 72. With daytime highs approaching 73. 79 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines in order. Don't hang up. Start with Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, can you believe what's transpired over the last week for sure and all the way back to the first indictment? You know, I just can't fathom. It's an embarrassment. It's a tragedy and everything. And yet people are still on board with the whole situation. He's basically trying to profit off of this whole thing in spite of being scared of possibly put in jail over the next year or so. I just don't know. I could never fathom anything like this happening in our country. And I don't know. It's insane.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, good. Very good point. Yeah. Let me make 2 points, though, Andy, to pick up on what you're saying. It's an important point. Number one, I take no pleasure in this. This is not something that I think is a good thing. He's the guy that did it. It is a very good thing that the justice system is taking its course. And there's a great quotation from Professor Snyder, which I love to repeat. And it goes like this. Trump complains that the prosecutions are a violation of his constitutional rights. They're not a violation of his constitutional rights. They're a vindication of his constitutional rights. In other systems, an unsuccessful coup is not followed by a trial. Excellent call. Everybody stay on the line. I'm going to get you in order. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Happy Friday, Matt. I'll make this quick. What separates us from the rest of the world, or a lot of it, is the Republican Party has no platform for number one. But always remember this. President Biden, who I'm riding with, by the way, riding with Biden, he cares about safety nets. A lot of countries don't have safety nets. He cares about Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, workman's compensation, unemployment compensation, and many more. Safety nets, which helps. It stops me from ending up on the street in a cardboard box. And if I get sick, just cart me off. So always remember that. Always remember that. Biden cares about everybody in this country. And the Republicans, Trump on down, do not care. So I had to make that point today. Safety nets. Biden cares about you. These other clowns don't. Thanks, Matt.
That's an excellent point. And they have no platform, and they don't give a horse's patoot about the average person, and they have opposed all safety nets. They tried to hold the New Deal unconstitutional itself back in the 1930s. Jean de Beauclair, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Jean?
That picture said to me, how dare you? How dare you? I'm the boss, and these people love me. They love me because I am their savior. And that's what he looks like to me. See, they love me, and how dare you? And you know what? He's been used as a vehicle. He's been used as a vehicle by a different type of Republican Party that's infected the Republican Party with the Tea Party and the multinational corporations who stand to gain big from their oil pollutions and their pipelines and their mineral rights and all the things that they're doing and the denial of climate change. He's a vehicle, and they're all trying to ride on right. the Trump train. So anyway, that's my complaint today. Thank you so much for taking my call, man.
No, love your calls, Jane. Thank you very much. Everybody, do not hang up. I'm getting you an order. I will get to you. Mary of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Mary?
Yeah. Hi, Matt. Happy Friday. I just wanted to discuss a little more what John Bolton said after he made that statement about Trump looking like a thug. He says, yeah, I think it's intended to be. And Caitlin Collins from CNN said, oh, you think they actually spend time deciding if he should smile or have this scowl? I mean, how much time do you think they spent trying to decide? And Bolton sort of has this smile on his face, and he says, almost as much time as they spent combing his hair. It was really funny. And Caitlin Collins, you know, she came over from ONA or Newsmax or something, so she didn't laugh, but Bolton kept a straight face for a moment. And don't get me wrong, I don't support Bolton. I just thought this was a really funny discussion. I mean, like a point that Bolton was making, like, what a jackass, you know, what a fool. As if we don't understand what he's trying to do, come off as a thug. Okay, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. That's just excellent. Thank you very much. Mark from the SAC, my friend, we have a very little time before the break. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, I saw that picture, and I couldn't help but think of the first time image you have when you saw that old ad from the Jewish Chichuga Society that when you hate, who do you hate the most? And the head keeps getting redder, and your face gets redder and redder, and then finally explodes at the end of it. Just the rage that's showing there. I mean, for these bully boys, we have to go after them. We have to figuratively, not literally here, but, you know, trolls out there. We have to go, oh, Ralphie on their Scott Farkas' asses, and you know, pound them into submission, because these guys are not going to stop until you call them out. I mean, that they're bullies, and you need to confront them, and you need to, if they're committed a crime, you need to prosecute them, you need to indict them, and bring them up. And for that clown and just showing the paper there, that Tomczyk, who claims, oh, I didn't say that word. Well, he says, well, I use it all the time, but it didn't sit here. Well, I hope he is responsible for the legal costs of the defendants in that case. That if he loses that case, I mean, he's just a punk, just another punk, just like all the rest of the Republicans that are running the party right now here in Wisconsin.
Mark, thanks a lot for calling. Great call. We're going to a break. I see you on the lines. The rest of you, do not hang up. I'll get to you. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll get back to you directly right after the break.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. All 19 accused co-conspirators in the Georgia election interference case have surrendered to authorities in Fulton County by today's deadline, including former President Trump, who turned himself in last night. At least five of the defendants have requested to move their trials to federal court, including former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. A late summer heat wave and bone dry conditions are fueling up to 30 fires that are burning in Louisiana.
To have these fires burning the way that they are and jumping fire lines, and when the wind picks up, to have the fires burning in the crowns of trees rather than on the ground and low where they can be more easily contained, makes for a very difficult and dangerous situation.
Governor John Bel Edwards, after getting an aerial tour of the fires, the National Weather Service confirming at least 7 tornadoes in the severe storms which rolled across parts of Michigan and Ohio. At least 5 are dead. This is ABC News.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have 2 kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Hi, my name is Representative Schmidt. I represent Assembly District 6. My family owns a dairy farm called Schmidt's Ponderosa, the south of Bondwell, and I'm the 3rd generation. I farm with my parents and 2 other siblings. I currently take care of the dry cows and other odds and ends on the farm. That allows me to be flexible with my position in Madison. The rural folks in the rural parts of the state, they understand their natural resources and the urgency to protect them and preserve for future generations. Urban people like the rural folks because we're very warm and generous, and that's where we kind of get lost with the partisan politics. Both sides of us at the end of the day, we love the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
So my name is Maddie McCoy. I grew up in Green Bay, so I've been in Wisconsin my whole life. I own my own business. Both of my grandpas were entrepreneurs. For me, doing something on my own and allowing myself to be myself and be creative, actually impact people and see that I really could do that, has been really special. And I'm really grateful I found it as young as I did. I'm proud of the fact that my grandparents were entrepreneurs and I get to do my own thing too.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Don't hang up. I'll take you in order. John and Madison, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, John?
Well, what the mugshot reminds me of, which, you know, he's trying to look tough, but he reminds me of the Richard Pryor, Gene Wilder scene in the one movie where they're walking in the jail. And they're like, no, Richard Pryor's telling Waldman, you got to look tough. Now you got to look tough. So we've had, if you remember that scene, that's what Trump is looking like.
I do remember that scene. It's a great movie. They go into the jail and they're terrified and they look around and they go, we bad. Great call. Bob and Madison, my friend, you're next. Thanks, Bob. What's in your mind today?
I'm thinking the Trump biography. And you use the mugshot for the cover with no words like the New York Post just did. And the title would be, it was all a grift. Because I really think grifting comes into it from start to finish. You know, Steve Bannon and Putin helped put him in, and Roger Stone came up with the immigrant strategy, which the immigrant strategy was sort of like when Bush came up with the weapons of mass destruction. You know, just the convenient excuse. And I think that defines the Trump presidency. I mean, you know, when he sends people to Scotland just to stay in his expensive hotel when troops are going overseas, and countless other examples like that. It just, it was all a grift.
That's a great idea. I think you should say, put it online. Maybe he'll pick it up. Thanks a lot, Bob. I really appreciate it. Want to talk about fake electors? It's come up in spades. One of Donald Trump's co-defendants in the Atlanta prosecution that Fannie Willis has brought is a guy named Sean Still, S-T-I-L-L. And he just came out today, and he's taking the position in court that the reason he was a fake elector, he signed it. The reason he signed it, he said it was at Trump's direction. He's turning on Trump. His lawyer put out a statement and said, quote, Mr. Still was acting at the direction of the president of the United States. The president's attorneys instructed Mr. Still and others that they had to meet and cast their ballots on December 14, 2020. Now, let me give you a little spoiler alert. That is not a defense. That is not a defense. If the president of the United States tells you to kill somebody and you kill him, that's not a defense. But the fact is that in front of an Atlanta jury, when this guy gets up at trial and says, that man over there, Donald Trump, told me to do it. He's the president. What did I know? It's not a legal defense, but juries are the ultimate deciders. And I think this is the tip of the iceberg. A lot of these other 19 are going to turn on him like dogs. One interesting thing that's come out is Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee, the National Republican chair, has now been implicated. She was on a phone call with Trump and John Eastman, and they told her about the fake elector scheme. Now, she hasn't been indicted in Washington or in Atlanta so far, but I think she should be taken before a grand jury. Ronna, what did you say on that call? Did you say it was a bad idea? Did you say it was wrong? Did you say you go along with it? You were on notice. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? I'll tell you what. The Ron Johnson, this is unbelievable. Our senator, not my senator, but he got elected today, this morning, said to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, sound like an interview committee, that the fake electors should not face prosecution for their political activities. Hey, Ron, how about you, my friend? These were not political activities. When you try to falsify voting machines and election result and lie about them, when Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss are driven out of their homes, have death threats, and you say that you have fake electors in your pocket that you want to send to Mike Pence from Michigan, as well as Wisconsin, that's not political activity. That's undermining election. That's treason. But that gets me. This guy has the nerve to come out and do this. He has not been indicted in this state. I'll tell you where people have been indicted. Over in Michigan, Dana Nessel, the AG, has indicted the fake electors. Jocelyn Benson of Michigan has had talks with other election officials in Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. And she may seek an attorney general opinion about whether Trump even should be put on the ballot in that state. And I want to get to that right now. That's a very, very important issue. Very, very important issue. In Florida, and this is breaking news, there is a lawyer who has started a 14th Amendment suit. And now there are going to be several of them. 14th Amendment suit, a disqualification suit against Trump in the Southern District of Florida under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. We've talked about that a little bit on the show, but now it is in litigation in Florida. And he cites in his complaint Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And the pertinent part goes like this, quote, if anyone having previously taken an oath as an officer of the United States or member of Congress, member of a state legislature or executive or a judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States, and then shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States or given aid and comfort to enemies of the United States, is disqualified from holding office. That's what it says. Now, some people in the Republican Party said, oh, well, that only applies to the South. It does not only apply to the South. When it was passed, the background of it historically was when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in April of 1965, Andrew Johnson became the president as vice president, and he was a Southerner, and he was sympathetic to the South, and the Congress was in recess. In those days, he had to call them back, and they weren't due to come back for 7 months. And they said, call us back. We got to talk about things. And he refused. Instead, what he did by executive action started to do things that benefited the South and brought the Confederate rebels back into government. When Congress finally did come back in, because they had to 7 months later, and the 14th Amendment was passed precisely so that it would be a constitutional imperative that guys like Andrew Johnson, friends of our enemies, could not hold sway in this country. And one of the main rebel leaders had just been elected to the Senate in one of the southern states because of Andrew Johnson. The question is this self-executing? And the answer is, it is self-executing. Two scholars, Michael Luttig, a very right-wing, believe it or not, a right-wing, Republican-appointed, very, very well-regarded federal judge, and Lawrence Tribe, a Democrat who teaches constitutional law at Harvard, both opined, and so did two guys, William Bowdy and Michael Paulson, who are members of the Federalist Society, but they're scholars. One of them's at the University of Chicago. All four of these gentlemen said, this is self-executing for a simple reason. If a coup is even partially successful, they will appoint judges that will acquit somebody for doing it. So you should make sure these people never hold office again. What does that mean? It means that they shouldn't be put on the ballot even. That's what the lawsuit in Florida is trying to get at. And that's why this Jocelyn Benson, who's a terrific Secretary of State of Michigan, is talking with others in the swing states. It only matters in the swing states. Doesn't matter in Alabama. Doesn't matter in New York and California. It only matters in the swing states. And there's about seven swing states, and she's talking in Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. So there are two things I want to say here, and then I'm going to the lines. One is, Josh Call, indict the fake electors. They're being indicted in Atlanta. They're being indicted in Michigan. Now Ron Johnson. Talk about chutzpah. The guy comes out and they said shouldn't be indicted. He means he shouldn't be indicted. He was part of it. Tony Evers has said indict him. I say indict him. And number two, this is Sarah Godlewski, Secretary of State. Don't put Trump on the ballot next spring in Wisconsin and get an attorney general opinion from Josh Call, because that's what Jocelyn Benson is going to do with Dana Nessel over in Michigan. Okay? You got to hear this from the party, guys, and it's coming from me. We're going to the lines. Do not hang up. Cassandra Middleton, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind, Cassandra?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I was just going to make a comment about Josh Call, and you more or less summarized everything that I was going to say, or you addressed what I was going to ask. Some pressure should be put at the feet of Josh Call. Ron Johnson deserves a perp walk. He truly, truly does.
He really does need to be held accountable for the people of Wisconsin. So that's all I got. Great show. Bye now.
Great call. Thank you, Cassandra. I agree 100%. Jack of Milwaukee, my friend, thank you for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, it's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country. I'd like to make a comment on that that communist sympathizer's mugshot. It looks like, it looks like he's losing a little weight. He's only 215 pounds, which surprised me. And I thought it was a terrible picture. It looks like he's not only losing weight, looks like he's losing his hair, too. But, anyhow, that was my comment, Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks. I'll tell you what, Jack. Somebody sent me a picture. This is a great picture. There's a picture of Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, then Muhammad Ali, in one of his fights when he was at the peak of his performance. And then they have his opponent next to him, but they have their stats, you know, the biceps and the set and that, but they have their weight and their height. Muhammad Ali in this picture is 6'3" and 215 pounds, the same as Trump says he is. Now, I got to be honest with you. He does not look like he's only 215 pounds, okay? No doctor, I'm no expert, but the truth of the matter is, he also doesn't look like Muhammad Ali. And if he's 6'3 and only 215 pounds, he certainly can't float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, I'll tell you that. He cannot float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. But in any event, look, here's the deal. I take no pleasure in a former president of the United States having a mugshot and being indicted on 91 felonies in four courts. I have never known another defendant in my life, in my professional life, who managed to get away with so much that he got nailed in four courts for 91 felonies. But I want to repeat something. For anybody who says this is unseemly, this is wrong, my view is it would have been unseemly and wrong not to prosecute him, because no man or woman is above the law. And when you do what he did, and this strikes at the heart of our democracy, he lathered up thousands of people to go up there to the Capitol, and some of them got killed, and cops got badly injured, kicked in the head and brain damaged, and he did it. Now he's trying to walk away from it. He leaves a train wreck of people who are in prison or being indicted themselves, his lawyers, his accountant, everybody gets indicted but him. He does not care. He's not standing by Walter Nauta, his body man. This is a guy from Guam who is in the Navy, very unsophisticated. Trump hires him a lawyer to basically tell him, don't rat on Trump. The guy leaves bodies in his wake, and his supporters have got to wake up to that. We need a center-right party, but we need it with somebody who's honest, who's a patriot of the United States. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Hi, my name is Representative Schmidt. I represent Assembly District 6. My family owns a dairy farm called Schmidt's Ponderosa, the south of Bondwell, and I'm the third generation. I farm with my parents and two other siblings. I currently take care of the dry cows and other odds and ends on the farm. That allows me to be flexible with my position in Madison. The rural folks in the rural parts of the state, they understand their natural resources and the urgency to protect them and preserve for future generations. Urban people like the rural folks because we're very warm and generous, and that's where we kind of get lost with the partisan politics. Both sides of us at the end of the day, we love the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 61. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, north winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 68. Lows dip down to about 49 tomorrow night. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 72. With daytime highs approaching 73. 79 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a very significant statement that was made by a member of the Freedom Caucus. I'll tell you what, I'm going to hold off talking about it till I hear from our next caller. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's on your mind
today? Hey, Matt, my friend. You're awesome. You know what? If one person had been charged with just one of the crimes, the maiming, the death, the destruction that was wrought on January 6th, you know, they would have really had the book thrown at them, possibly, or certainly would have been really have been given a good long sentence. I mean, just hearing you read off that short list of destruction, but especially what you know these people say, oh, we're law and order, and trying to kill law enforcement officers and or maim or torture them and all the other the wrongdoing and the crimes. I'm just going to say that, and I'm going to hang up. And you go, Matt. And you know what? I got to say, I learn from your callers every day. You have an outstanding group of people that call in. I learn from them. They're really just really smart people. So thank you much.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie. Thank you for that great call. And I agree. I am very lucky to have my callers, our callers. I look at them as our callers. And this is the one show that does not have a co-host and does not have do interviews. And why is that? Because we have a lot of great callers. And my callers are my co-hosts, and my callers are my interviewees. And I'll tell you what, the callers in the aggregate have a lot more wisdom than the host, believe me. So thank you, and you're part of that, Stephanie. I was talking about this House Freedom Caucus guy. It's a guy named Ken Buck from Colorado, right-wing guy. I had never paid much attention to him, but suddenly he surfaced when they were giving McCarthy a hard time, and he went 15 ballots to get selected for speaker and all that kind of stuff. And this guy is hardcore. He's hardcore. He's a hardcore right-wing economic nut and that kind of thing, and foreign policy and everything else. But the one thing he did, and that I respect, and that I am glad he did, is this. When Trump's mugshot came out, he publicly warned Trump to stop instigating his supporters over the indictment. In other words, lathering them up. And here's what he said, and I think it's a very, very fine statement. It's Ken Buck, who's a member of the House Freedom Caucus from Colorado. Quote, talking about Trump, I think he absolutely needs to tell all Americans to stand down and allow the judicial system to take its course. We trust judges. We trust jurors. We trust appellate courts. I think that's sending a very clear message, and also having surrogates send a very clear message that violence will not be tolerated is appropriate. And what's he referring to? Trump has had spewed out a litany of attacks, insults, and lies about every prosecutor, every judge, and a number of the more substantial witnesses against him, and he has jeopardized their lives. The names, the pictures, and the home addresses of the jurors in Atlanta who returned the indictment, the grand jury indictment, are all over the internet. How is that possible? Because, and I like it from one point of view, it's transparent and progressive, but when you indict someone down there in a grand jury, your name is on the indictment, you, the grand juror. There were 24 grand jurors. It took 16 of them to indict, and the quorum was 16, and I'm sure all 24 were on there. Doesn't say how they all voted, but you see, a grand jury is what's called a grand jury and a petite jury, big jury and little jury. The little jury is the one you're used to, 12 people, they decide guilt or innocence. Grand jury sits for a long time, in some states for a year. And they go in once a month or a day or two, a month or a week, depending on how much activity there is. And that does not have to be unanimous in a criminal case. It can be majority. But anyway, their names appear. Now, I think there should be a provision, and I'd recommend this in Georgia, that when it comes to a controversial case, when it comes to organized crime, jihadists, terrorists, drug cartels, that kind of thing. And sadly, Republican politicians who try to overturn an election, that the names not be disclosed publicly. In New York, the judge would not let the jurors' names be disclosed. That was the petite jury, the small jury, but I think they weren't even disclosed to Donald Trump because he knew he had a big mouth and he'd go around put it on Twitter, or X is formerly called Twitter, and True Social. But when your name, picture, and home address is all over the internet as having indicted Donald Trump, these people get death threats. They have kids that go to school. They can't afford security. They can't afford guards. I mean, some of these people make a living wage. They have a family. They have a spouse who may or may not work outside the home. Was home alone all day. He is deliberately jeopardizing the safety of the judges, the prosecutors, and the jurors in this case, and not just the jurors, but witnesses. Now, Jack Smith had to sell his home. He's the prosecutor in Washington with his wife, because Trump attacked his wife too, and moved somewhere that I think is undisclosed, and he has full-time security. As of May, the government had paid $2 million for his security, and he only started on it in November to May, $2 million. And he's being guarded like a Supreme Court justice is being guarded. I hope Fannie Willis is being guarded. I think she is by the Atlanta police, but there are racial components in the attack by Trump against her. Alvin Bragg in New York has been received death threats. So is the judge there and his wife and his daughter. Because I think that was the one where his daughter had volunteered for some Democratic organization. You know, there's the guy's daughter. That's a very fair judge up there. A very, very fair judge up there. But the bottom line is what Ken Buck did is right, but he's alone. Nobody else has said it. Kevin McCarthy hasn't said it. Elise Stefanik hasn't said it. Nobody in the state has said it. Ron Johnson hasn't said it. Gallagher and Stile, none of them have said it. The Republican Party is being associated with political violence. We can't have that in our politics. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Everybody have a great weekend. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back on Monday, same time, same place. I'm signing off for today.
here in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
So my name is Maddie McCoy. I grew up in Green Bay, so I've been in Wisconsin my whole life. I own my own business. Both of my grandpas were entrepreneurs. For me, doing something on my own and allowing myself to be myself and be creative, actually impact people and see that I really could do that, has been really special. And I'm really grateful I found it as young as I did. I'm proud of the fact that my grandparents were entrepreneurs and I get to do my own thing too.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Mark Remillard.